28 museums on the list, including one of my favorites at my alma mater, Marquette University, the Hagerty Museum of Art. And it is my pleasure to welcome back to the WTMJ studio, John McKinnon, director of the Hagerty Museum of Art. How are you, John?
I'm good. And I would add to what you said about museums, you know, it gets you out in the winter as well. It's been cold.
And it not only warms your heart to see art, but stimulates your brain. And you're still celebrating a heck of an anniversary at the Hagerty.
Oh, yeah. It's our 40th anniversary. So we have multiple displays and had a few fun events recently. And yeah, we're looking forward to hosting more things throughout this year, culminating in a fundraiser.
And what are you doing special for museum days? Because the Hagerty Museum of Art is always free. What
right.
a great treasure. So not necessarily a discount. So what other special things
yeah,
are you doing?
Exactly. Yeah. And we want to thank, you know, Visit Milwaukee for making sure that everyone knows about these opportunities. And while we're open, of course, and free, like you said, all the time, I think we're hoping that people check out all of our special talks and tours, which are also free. So we even have one of your favorite, the Salvador Dali, and that's coming up in February. So check out our events.
You remembered, because the last time, when I first met you last November, you started last summer.
Yes.
Yeah. So you're fresh to it. And when I've told you, like, my beloved Salvador Dali, which I have a print of that hangs in my living room, you were sheepish. You're like, well, it's not on display right now. But it is now as part of the official title is The Big 4-0, Volume 2 is the name of the exhibition.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's our sequel for the year. Yeah.
I love it. So, and I love that you also mentioned that you do the free, like, lunchtime talks and talks throughout all different times of the day, absolutely free, because that is one powerful thing about art. Sometimes something just speaks to you and you just gravitate to it. Mm-hmm. And other times you go, that is just a square that's blue, until you find out, oh, the artist actually meant this, you know, like to actually speak with a curator or the artist themselves can be eye-opening and help widen your perspective. So I love that you're offering that. And again, absolutely free.
Right, right. Yeah, hopefully, you know, again, we're building these bridges through the talks and tours and, you know, other things that will kind of break that down, because you're right. Not everyone thinks the museum is for you. And, you know, I think it can be intimidating, but this is one way to, you know, kind of break that barrier.
Salvador Dali is of his own time, but you also have the Keith Haring back out on display.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that's exciting, because that when I went to Marquette, like, that was like, oh wow, that's cool. We have a Keith Haring art piece, you know. So I think that a lot of people think of that Keith Haring almost cartoon like illustration design. If you think of, oh, what were the old Christmas albums? A Very Special Christmas.
Right. Right.
Keith Haring artwork was on the front of that to try and kind of describe it on the radio. But that's a very 80s feel.
Absolutely. And it's fun for us to talk about that history, right? Because it's our anniversary. But it was also on the site of the building before the building was there, before we had lights, before we had white walls, before all these things. We had Keith Haring, which is so unusual to tell everyone else about, because in the early 80s, right, 80 to 84 maybe, he was still doing subway drawings. But our director at the time saw this artist and said, well, maybe he'd like to do something in Milwaukee. So, you know, at that time he wasn't, you know, a kind of big name, but now he's in museums around the world.
Right. Almost Banksy-ish of the 80s. That's amazing. So what a wonderful piece of the collection. What are some other pieces of the Big 4-0 2.0 that you think either would surprise people or that are just absolute must-sees?
Yeah, thank you. And I think that they might be surprised to know that, you know, there might be a place that they might not think of that has, you know, works by pop artist Andy Warhol, the surrealist Salvador Dali. We talked about the video pioneer Nam June Paik. All these great, great things that are in our collection are now on view, along with a lot of other kind of rarely seen works on paper and things that you might not have you know, learned about in books or seen in media. But, you know, learning all of that, I think, you know, again, it's going to expand your brain and expand your understanding of, you know, the things that you already know.
Tell us about Under the Sink.
Ooh, sure.
And I love that your reaction. You're the right person to be the director of an art museum. And I just even mentioned the title of some of the artwork. Tell us about Under the Sink.
Sure. I should back up a little bit and say we have four exhibitions on view. So the Big 4-0 was the one you were talking about. It takes up the most real estate at the museum. But there's other interesting
exhibitions. And that's like seeing old friends for me.
Right.
You know, like going to see the Herring and the Dalí. Mm-hmm. So, okay, so I can go to see the Big 4-0 2.0 to see my old friends.
Yep.
The three other exhibitions, I will be meeting new friends. Who will I see?
Exactly, exactly. As soon as you walk in the door, you'll see a new installation by Michelle Grabner, a local artist, but you know, is nationally known, and you know, perhaps even say internationally. But Michelle worked at Kohler, at the Kohler Maker Space, which is a kind of new program that's grown out of the arts and industry program there, where they work in the factory. And, you know, artists have ideas and they help them realize it at the factory.
Because that's a brilliant program.
Yeah.
Combining artists who specialize in ceramics to work with those huge kilns, because Kohler makes the bathtubs and the sinks and has that industrial sized space to mm-hmm. so to combine that creativity with the actual production techniques is fascinating. So I didn't realize that Michelle Grabner had been part of an associated program.
Yeah, I know she's done arts and industry, and then she's been part of this new program that's grown out of it. But arts and industry has been happening for 50 years, so they've been well established, and they're celebrating an anniversary of their own. So she worked with them to recreate a lot of things that you might find under the sink, whether it's kind of janitorial supplies or buckets or, you know, even a broom that's made out of metal. And it's deceiving to look at, because you think, this is the real thing. But then you realize, oh, no, this is an art display. It's not just something that's been accidentally left here against the wall.
Interesting. Very hyper-realistic.
Absolutely, yeah.
So under the sink, and then what are the two other exhibitions for the Big 4-0?
Sure. So then there's Ellie Lee Weems, and he is a photographer, deceased now, but you know, documented African-American life from the 1920s to the 1970s. In the South, and there's some really incredible portraits, some kind of everyday life of barbecues and picnics and graduations and things of that nature. And we have talks and other things coming up with the law school that partnered with us. And then a show called Parallel Play, which bridges science and art and talks about how scientists have a certain creativity, or, you know, there's different scientific methods of thinking through things and how those two might combine. So they're really fascinating, and there's something for everyone.
It sounds like you're very proud of all four of these exhibits.
Yeah, it's definitely fun to talk about and show off. Yeah.
More Museum Days with Haggerty Museum of Art Director John McKinnon. Stay with us here on What's on Tap on WTMJ. Making the most of your museum days. You might not realize just how many free museums we have here regularly. And the Haggerty Museum of Art on Marquette's campus is one of them. And I'm delighted that the director, John McKinnon, is with me. And John, I have to imagine there's a bit of excitement on Marquette's campus, not only because of museum days, but National Marquette Day is coming up on Saturday.
Right.
Are you feeling the blue and gold vibe? There's
definitely a lot of people, you know, dressed up in different things each day for homecoming this week. And yeah, I mean, I think there's a lot of excitement about the basketball team. So it's a lot of fun to be on campus right now.
And you're fresh to the campus, getting your directorship last summer. So this is kind of your first school year. What have been some of the discoveries or fun things about it?
Well, I mean, I have gone to a couple of basketball games with my family, so that's been great. And they feel connected to Marquette through that. I think one game, they won by a lot. It was not a division game. And my son, wow, this team is great. I was like, yeah, we're going to keep going. That's great. But yeah, I think there's been a lot of different things on campus. And, you know, one of the things that I've truly, you know, found fascinating about it is that there's no art history department. There's no studio art department, but there's an excellent art museum. And so, you know, what does that mean for a campus? And how do we partner with all the other academic departments? And watching that has been fascinating. I even learned of a class where a physician's assistant teacher brought everyone in, and they were kind of treating an artwork. It didn't have to be a painting, an artwork, as if it was a patient they had to learn about. So it was like a little bit of detective work. What does it look like? What can you read from it? What can you read from the label? Can you ask someone, you know, in the building for any other clues? you know, maybe it's, you know, to treat a patient like a baby or someone else that like doesn't tell you anything about their symptoms. I thought that was wild.
That's a fascinating approach and a great way. Again, we talk about science and art together, but to use an artwork in that way to study in medicine, that's fascinating.
Yeah.
What a cool experience. And then, again, it has to make you feel good to have the art museum there to truly serve as an educational experience, but also I would think also as a kind of meditative or retreat experience for some people on campus. You know, we talk about therapy dogs and sure. all these other things to do. It's like we have a campus right here that you can go to this art museum and it's manageable. It's not sprawling. You know, like right. you can actually hit all four of the exhibits. So remind everybody, Museum Days, what are the four exhibits that you have to celebrate the 40th anniversary?
Yeah, I won't go through the title because, you know, just like other things, maybe academic or other things, you know, it gets to be long titles. But there's a show that really has a lot of collection highlights, fan favorites, and rarely seen works on paper. There's an installation by Milwaukee-based artist Michelle Grabner. And then there's two shows upstairs. Parallel Play is one combining the art of science and the science of art. And the other is Ellie Lee Weems. And that's, again, covering a span of an amazing career that we're trying to show in light of. He took a lot of photos in the South from the 1920s to 1970s.
And also, what is your website so people can get in on the free talks and there are other arts receptions?
Yeah, the easiest way is to go to, you know, Google and go and find Hagerty Museum, but we are through a Marquette website. So there, it's a complicated, long URL.
Sure, sure. Or visit milwaukee.org and
right.
click on the Museum Days
that's right, yeah.
website there because they also have the interactive map and you can check off a few. You could visit the Hagerty Museum and then walk down the street and go to a different museum. So it's wonderful that it's centrally located. And I love that you're enthusiastic about your role. What are some other things you have planned beyond Museum Days through Sunday?
Yeah, and I should add, if you're looking for a visit and you're looking at our website, be sure to go to one of the pages about parking. That can be a big question for us, but there's a couple places you can find that are on campus that are not so far and don't cost anything.
That's true. Parking can be intimidating sometimes mm-hmm. when you talk about being downtown.
Right. Right. And you know, if you've not been before, you know, that's one of the main questions. That's all right. What else are we working on? Well, when we're thinking about an exhibition, maybe 6 months, maybe a year from now, we're all always organizing and trying to think about how we can partner with the community or partner with, you know, Marquette in some way. And so we're kind of in the idea phase with a lot of other things. But this is also the time and place where we would have done things like, you know, giving some works of art a makeover for conservation or new framing or things of that nature. So we're right at the end of, you know, installing something. Our shows are maybe 2 weeks old at this point and kind of readjusting and thinking about the next thing.
Well, we'll celebrate the 40th, 2.0, and all of the good things. So I wish you a very happy Museum Days. Thank you for visiting me
Thank
again.
You.
I look forward to talking with you again soon.
All right. Sounds great. Thank
and
you.
And go Marquette.
Yeah.
Happy National Marquette Day as well.
Yeah, thank you.